High school softball is filled one game at a time, where pitchers attack the zone, defenses stay sharp, and hitters battle for every opportunity. It's a grind through the season, each inning shaping the road toward the postseason. Today, two teams take the field, looking to gain ground, build momentum, and keep their goals in reach. Today's broadcast is brought to you by your Cantaland Radio Sports Boosters, supporting local athletes and the games you love. Today's first pitch is just around the corner. First, we go to the diamond for today's pregame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And the first pitch has been delivered. You're here just in the nick of time at Silver Lake as they are the host of this regional. It's Hiawatha and Riley County in the first of two regional semifinals. Count 1-1. Hiawatha in the field. They are the home team as they are the number 6 seed in this regional tournament. And Riley County, the 14th seed, knocked off the 3 seed Centralia yesterday on this very field. And a count 1-2 on the leadoff batter for Riley County. The Falcons, Presley Colby, second baseman wearing number 6. Riley County in the light blue jerseys with the gray silver numerals outlined in the navy blue with the gray pants. And getting plunked is Colby on the fourth pitch from right-hander Brennan Boy of Hiawatha. Let's set the lineup for you for Hiawatha defensively. Laura Lyritz in left field, Aston Williams in center. Chloe Meyer is in right. Lynn Gormley is at third base. Michaela Williams at short. Alexis Willich is at second. Kinley Nelson at first. Kinsey Nelson, the catcher. Brennan Boy is the pitcher. So Colby hit by pitch to start the game here today. The winner moves on to take on the winner of our next semifinal between Perry Lecompton and Silver Lake. We have the beautiful turf fields that were put together and constructed by Mammoth Sports Construction, the softball and baseball diamonds here at Silver Lake, second year that they had these turf fields, as a pitch gets away from the catcher a little bit high and back to the backstop, and moving up to second base is Colby. Harper Beffert is the first baseman, number 4 for Riley County. She's batting second, steps into the box, 1-0 is the count. Rounded and hitter on deck is Kendall Hiltz. Squaring the bunt, runner takes a lead off of second after the bunt. Of course, you can only release on the pitch in softball. You can't steal. After Kendall Hill, it'll be Emma Anders, Sydney Ekstrom, batting 6th. Isabel Nelson is a pitcher, Riley County. Layla Parker, bat 7th, playing right field, batting 8th, third baseman, Kaya Willich, and Haley Root is a left fielder, batting 9th. Kinsey Nelson handles that pitch that was a little bit low. 2 balls and 1 strike to Harper Beffert, the Riley County first baseman. Riley County coming into this game with a record of 11-16 overall, 7-13 in the Big East League, but they knocked off Centralia yesterday, 7-4. A bunt laid down. Third baseman picks up bare hand, fires the first inside to the second baseman covering. Nice play there by Gormley. The throw over to the second baseman, which was Willich covering for Kinley Nelson, who was coming in hard from first, pinching in on the bunt. So the sacrifice moves over the runner Colby to third. And here's Kendall Hill. He's a left-handed batter, and the pitch gets away from the catcher. Comes a runner from third, and the runner is safe. Burrow was in time, was not in time, just a little bit late, but not caught by Boy. So early run manufactured by the Lady Falcons of Riley County has a score on the wild pitch. So hit by pitch, moving up to second on a wild pitch, then moving up to third on the bunt, and coming home to score on a wild pitch. That's called manufacturing a run. Pitch low from Boy, 2-0. Hiawatha in the black uniforms with the white pinstripes through the jersey and the pants, and Hiawatha in red across the front of their jerseys. The 2-0 is popped up foul to the left and towards the parking lot here at Silver Lake. And the baseball field just to the east of the softball field. I've had an opportunity to utilize these fields quite a bit as coach of our youth baseball team, and just beautiful facilities. The 2-1 pitch, a little bit low and outside, ball 3 to Kendall Hilt, as once again she is the catcher. Excuse me, I said Hilt, it's Holt. My penmanship is horrible, by the way. This is why I like to type some things up, but I had to use the pin today. This one grounded deep in the short. Diving is Michaela Williams. She comes up with throws the first, but not in time. Well, a valiant effort by Michaela Williams, diving head first, ranging to her right, deep in the hole. It's short, but not able to gun down Holt. So Kendall Holt, the catcher, is aboard with an infield single. That brings up Emma Anders, the shortstop, number 11, for Riley County. We talk so much about records don't mean as much when you get to postseason play. You can be a team with a losing record going against a team with a winning record or a gaudy record, but what was the strength of schedule? What's the strength of schedule? As we have a courtesy runner for the catcher, Holt will get a breather, and it is Olivia Hallman that is the courtesy runner for the catcher. You have a courtesy runner for the pitcher and catcher, both in baseball and softball at the high school level. 1-0 Riley County, top of the first. Fastball a little bit high. Brennan Boyd, the pitcher, starting pitcher today for Hiawatha. Hiawatha comes in a record of 15-12, 10-10 in the Big East League. Finished fifth in the league out of 11 teams. Beat Marysville yesterday in the first round of regionals, 11-2. Rise ball that rises too high, 2-0. Last year, Hiawatha went 8-16, 7-13 in the Big East League. Lost at Nemaha Central there in Seneca in the regional first round. They made it to the semifinals. This is their third meeting of the year against Riley County. Pitch is a strike, 2-1 to Emma Anders. One out, one in for Riley County. Over at first, the courtesy runner, Olivia Hallman, as Kendall Holt able to get on with an infield single to deep short. There's a called strike, 2-2 on Anders. Nice pitch from Boyd. Riley County and Hiawatha played on April the 7th in Hiawatha. They split a doubleheader. Hiawatha lost the game 1-11-2, one game 2-11-3. So this is the rubber match, the most important game. Ground ball, slow roller to second. Charging it is the second baseman, but not able to get it to first in time. Alexis Willich did her best. That ball just simply did not have a lot of momentum to it, but it rolled far enough past the pitcher because the pitcher's follow-through took her towards home, and the ball trickled past her and really went into no man's land, and Willich did her best to charge it, get to it in time, but unable to throw out the runner. So another infield single, this one from Anders on a 2-2 pitch, and now a conference on the mound as the head coach, Sherry Nelson, out to talk to her pitcher, Brendan Boyd, and the whole infield. Kelsey Huben and Nicole Jewett are the assistant coaches for Hiawatha. For Riley County, Tara Rignell is the head coach, assisted by Royce Roggi, Hannah Ratz, and Cassandra Davis. Winner of this game will play either Silver Lake or Perry Lake Compton in a championship later today. Perry Lake Compton, Silver Lake, the semifinal after this. Silver Lake, the top seed, the number 2 seed, but the top seed in Regional 2. They are 23-4. And they are undefeated on their home field, and they're playing on their home field today, where they hope they'll play two games, the semi, and then the championship later tonight. The Riley County has runners at first and second. A couple of infield hits, a hit batter to start things, sack bunt, a couple of wild pitches, and here is Sydney Ekstrom, the center fielder for Riley County. Falcons has a 14 seed trying to move on to the regional championship. And pulling the bat back, showing bunt, taking a strike, is Ekstrom. Jeff West, Tiger baseball team, congratulations to them, along with the Silver Lake baseball team. They both punched their tickets to state yesterday. Silver Lake, 14-11, went into Sabetha and knocked off the number 1 seed Blue Jays and beat Riverside in extra innings last night to go to state for the second straight year. Jeff West going to state for the second straight year as well. Called strike there to Ekstrom. 0-2 the count. And unless there's some crazy situation, as here is the pitch, and it just missed, 2-2 the count. But Jeff West and Silver Lake right now looks like a very logical and plausible matchup in the first round of state in baseball in 3A. Jeff West, a 1, would be against the 8 seed Silver Lake. Silver Lake's going to be the 8 seed. Swing and a miss. Wow, a little extra velocity on that fastball from Brennan Boyd. Her gets her first strikeout, the second out of the inning. So Ekstrom down swinging, and here is Isabel Nelson, the counterpart to Boy. She is the starting pitcher for Riley County. We'll have coverage of as many teams as possible on all of our radio stations next week. It's a unique situation with State, as there's a called strike, 0-1. A lot of people already asked, are you serious? State's going to be taking place on Memorial Day? That's right. 4-3-2-1A, softball and baseball will be on Monday, the quarterfinal matchups, at locations to be determined, as a pitch is high for a ball, 1-1. Very similar to what we experienced with basketball as to not knowing ahead of time where you will be, even though you've qualified for State, where you'll be for that first round game. A 1-1 delivery. Ground ball, pass the pitcher to second baseman. Slowich steps on the bag, gliding to her right, and an easy force out. So, Brendan Boy works around a little bit of trouble, gives up just one. 1-0 Riley County to the bottom first we go here on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Justin Fluke, Wade Gershner with you from Silver Lake, the host of this Regional 2 in Class 3A Girls Softball. Regional 1, Riverside take on Nemoth Central. That's up at Riverside later today. That'll be on Care Country 93.7, our sister station. Oskaloosa and Jeff West just underway at Riverside. Those are the two semifinals, championship later. Both semifinals, championship up there at Riverside on Care Country 93.7. And then here, Harry LeCompton Silver Lake will follow this semifinal between Riley County and Hiawatha. Hiawatha down 1-0. The batting order for the Lady Redhawks is Michaela Williams. She is batting first, followed by Addison Williams, Kinsey Nelson, batting cleanup Brendan Boy, the pitcher. And then Kinley Nelson bats fifth, Alexis Willich sixth, Alin Gormley seventh, Laura Litz bat eighth, and batting ninth is Chloe Meyer, the right fielder for Hiawatha. And the first pitch is low and inside for ball one, almost hit the leadoff batter, Michaela Williams. A 1-0 pitch from Isabel Nelson. And it's fouled off at the plate, 1-1. Isabel Nelson is a freshman. She is a very talented young lady. She's a very good athlete at any sport she participates in. We saw that during the girls' basketball season. The 1-1 is a little bit high, 2-1. Her mom is Becky Zabel, and that's her maiden name, and I called games of her mom's when she played at Onega back in the day in the early 2000s. She was an outstanding athlete. There's a line drive through the hole on the right side and in the right field, a solid base hit for Michaela Williams, and now she will be awarded second. Now she's awarded second, and now she'll go to third, and I'll explain it here in a second. The fans probably don't know what happened, but the umpire came up and called obstruction on the first baseman, awarded second base, and then Riley County threw the ball to second, thinking that the runner, for some reason, took off her second on her own accord. The umpire had awarded second base because of the obstruction, the interference by the first baseman. So then Riley County ended up not handling the ball at second, and thus Michaela Williams alertly advanced to third. So Michaela Williams was going to be allowed to walk to second because of interference on the first baseman. Michaela Williams rounded first on the single, ran right into the first baseman for Riley County, Harper Befford. The home plate umpire alertly and called it correctly, called obstruction, interference, awarded second base, and then Riley County threw to second. Not knowing that, ball got away. Williams advanced to third. So a single turns into, what would they say, a little league triple? So it ends up being an error for Riley County to the advancement from second to third, and now the bunt is laid down. Coming home, and a head first slide is in there, and the throw to first is in time. No, it was not in time. So an infield bunt and a single for Addison Williams, scoring Michaela Williams. So the bunt was designed as a squeeze play to try to get Michaela Williams home to score and tie the game. Not only was it a bunt, it was a great bunt down the third base line. And Addison Williams beat out the throw. Third baseman had to charge hard. That was Kaya Willich for Riley County. So just like that, Hiawatha's tied the game at 1. 1-0 pitch with the runner at first. And is high, 2-0. Catcher Holt takes a look over at first. Thought about a snap throw. Decided against it. The 2-0 the count. Freshman Isabel Nelson, right-hander, gets the sign, delivers, and this one is roped into left field, a base hit. Runners at first and second for the Redhawks as Kinsey Nelson, with solid contact, timed it perfectly on the fastball from Nelson. So that is three consecutive singles to start the game. Kayla Williams a single to right, Addison Williams a bunt single, Kinsey Nelson a solid single to left. And here is Brennan Boy, the pitcher. Chance to help herself out. Runners do not go. Holt checks them, runs towards the pitcher, and gives the ball back to Nelson. So here's Brennan Boy, right-handed batter. Wiggles the bat, trying to time it. The 1-0, a little bit low, 2-0. As we said, Hiawatha and Riley County met on April the 7th. They split a doubleheader. That was in Hiawatha. Riley County won game 1, 11-2. 11-3 was the win for Hiawatha to get the split. Called strike. And now the runners moving up. As the catcher was trying to fake a throw, the ball came out of her hand, went right to the pitcher, Nelson. And so Hiawatha advances both runners. Addison Williams to third and Kinsey Nelson to second. A couple Nelsons on Hiawatha and then Nelson on the mound for Riley County, as this one misses upstairs. 3-1 the count to Brennan Boy. Hitters count. Glad you could tune in. 3A Regional Softball right here on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network. The 3-1 from Nelson is chopped towards first base, and it gets by the first baseman. One run scores, and come around third and scoring is Kinsey Nelson. And the Redhawks have a 3-1 lead. That was a tough in-between hop towards the first baseman, Harper Beffert, and it got under her glove. You could consider that an error. You could call it a hit. Depends on the official scorekeeper. It probably would be an error. Make the play, scoop it up, be able to go step on first. It was near the bag. So that is the second error of the inning for Riley County, and now a meeting on the mound. Okay, and we have a courtesy runner for Brennan Boy, as for Hiawatha coming in to run is Mackenzie Shepherd. So Mackenzie is in the courtesy run for the pitcher. She's over at first. Hiawatha with three runs in the inning after trailing 1-0 to start. We're still in the first. Pitch is low. Kinley Nelson, the first baseman, batting fifth. Hiawatha with the red batting helmets. 190 down the right field, left field line. This one chopped foul towards third base. 210 to straightaway center here at Silver Lake at their softball field. All turf facility, both for baseball and softball. This is the second year they've been able to use this. It was built prior to last season. The 1-1 delivery from Isabel Nelson. That one about 3 feet short of the plate. I think it might have slipped out of her hand. 2-1 to count. Nelson continues to work behind the hitters. Never a great recipe of a pitcher, whether it's baseball or softball, to be working behind. Advantage to the hitter. The 2-1 to Kenley Nelson. Oh, she had a good cut at a fastball. Sprayed it back in the net behind home plate. 2-2 the count. Still nobody out. 3-1 Hiawatha. Riley County manufactured a run in the top of the first. Hiawatha has scored 3 runs on 3 hits. There have been a couple of Riley County errors. A 2-2 pitch. Just missed. Count full. Our first full count of the day. First baseman and third baseman pinching in. Nelson swings and misses. So Kenley Nelson strikes out for the first out of the inning. First punch out for Isabel Nelson. And that brings up Alexis Willich. Riley County last year 7-21, 5-15 in league play. Pitch is high and tight. They lost to Silver Lake 11-0 in the regional semis a year ago. This year, 11-16, 7-13 in the Big East lead are the Falcons. They finished 8th in the league, but knocked off the 3-seed Centralia yesterday to get to the regional semis. This one just foul, and it nails the umpire down that right field line. And hopefully he's okay. They're going to make sure that he's okay. It's the elder statesman of our umpiring crew that took the brunt of that. Looks like he's okay. Not as hazardous as being a back judge on an NFL football field, but still doesn't feel good when a softball hits you. A pitch low. 2-1. Us broadcasters, we're wimps. We set up behind nets in protective covering. In a perfect world, a press box, but today is pretty nice to be sitting outside, to be quite honest with you. Light breeze as a pitch low and inside, 3-1. So once again, Isabel Nelson working behind the batters. Alexis Willich being patient, checks with her third base coach, who is the head coach, Jerry Nelson, to get the sign. Runner at first, the 3-1. Swing and a miss. That was ball 4. Willich chasing it, and the count now even. Full count, the back-to-back hitters. Right now, the wind is blowing in, so it'll be a little bit harder to hit the ball over the fence today. 3-2 payoff. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. They could turn 2, but Nelson short-armed it a bit. One hops a shortstop and into the outfield, backed up by the center fielder. That could have been a double play. Should have at least been a force, but Nelson with the throwing error. So the third error for Riley County. Willich is aboard at first, and Shepherd, the courtesy runner for Boy, is now at second. Swing and a miss from Lynn Gormley, the third baseman for the Redhawks. Gormley wearing a red helmet with the white down the middle. The 0-1, a little bit late. Fouls it off to the right. Riley County in the dugout to our right on the first base side. Hiawatha, the home team, on the third base side. We are sitting just left of home plate, looking directly at the first baseman. The 0-2 pitch. Called strike 3. The Gormley goes down looking. 2 down, second strike out for Nelson. So 3 runs, 3 hits, 3 errors in this inning. Hiawatha leading 3-1. Going bunt, pulling it back is Laura Leertz. She's the left fielder number 4 for the Redhawks. Looking to add to a 3-1 lead. She bunts. There's some backspin to it, and the catcher let it go because she thought maybe it would spin out of play, but it wasn't going to. Well, it wasn't a perfect bunt by Leertz. because it was in the air, but it wasn't high enough for anybody to dive and catch it. It had a tremendous amount of backspin. Ends up being a bunt single for Lear. So it's the second bunt single of the inning for the Redhawks. And they have the bases loaded. Still just two men out, or two ladies out, I guess I should say. But two outs, 3-1 Hiawatha. They have the bases full, another conference mound. As this time, the first meeting was just the team chatting on the mound. This time, Riley County, one of their coaches coming out to talk things over. During that stoppage, the runner from second and third coming over to talk to Coach Nelson for the Redhawks on what they want to do here. He'll be running on contact. 3-1 Hiawatha. Redhawks with a winning season at 15-12. 10-10 in the Big East League. Bases loaded. Swing and a miss. That a rise ball from Nelson. So Chloe Meyer, the right fielder, stepping in, number 9 hitter. Huge opportunity for her with the bases full of Redhawks. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. And right now, Meyer is behind the Isabel Nelson fastball. Pitcher's count, 0-2. And this one rolled to the plate. 1-2. Haley Root in left field, Sydney Ekstrom in center, Layla Parker in right, Harper Befford at first, Presley Colby at second, Emma Anders at short. Kaya Willich is a third baseman, and Kendall Holt is behind the plate for Riley County. Nelson comes home. This one loops to the second baseman, catches on a hop, throws the first in time. And so after everything that took place, Riley County probably feels fortunate. They're only down 3-1. Three runs, four hits. So 3 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors, and the bases left full. Hiawatha plates 3 in the bottom of the first. They lead Riley County 3-1 to the second we go after this timeout. This is Regional Softball, 103.9 KNZ at MSC Sports Radio Network.
At last, it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank, where we offer the insight of team members who were raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For every athlete in our community, Sabetha Community Hospital is your home for sports medicine. We understand how important it is to stay active. That's why we offer swift, expert care for acute injuries right where you need it, whether it's on the field, in our ER, or at our family practice. Our medical team builds strong connections with coaches, physicians, and athletic trainers, all working together for your recovery. Plus, we empower athletes with the knowledge and training to help prevent future injuries. Keeping athletes active. Sabetha Community Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Layla Parker fouling off the first pitch from Brennan Boy. 3-1 Hiawatha, top of the second. Rise ball is high. One pitch, Boy gets the sign, delivers. And there's a called strike on the inside corner, 1-2 to Layla Parker. Nice crowd on hand to support both teams. As this is fouled away, gets spoiled by a Parker on the 1-2. Boy, take her time looking at her wristband. It's on that left arm. Delivers it low, and the count even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two pitch. Ooh, just did get a piece of it, and then it went off the mask of the catcher, but looks like she's okay. My catcher, Hiawatha, Kinsey Nelson. When you're a catcher, you got to be tough. And we're changing softballs. And Coach Nelson comes out to check on the family member. Your catcher. He says, I'm okay. I only see four different birds instead of one. No, I'm just kidding. He's fine. Two balls, two strikes, and now home plate umpire gives time to Parker. Parker wearing a windbreaker. Temperature about 68 degrees at first pitch. Wasting that one. Well short there by Boy. Juan hops the catcher. The count full, three balls and two strikes. How about the defense? Laura Lertz in left. Addison Williams at center. Clay Meyer in right. Kelly Nelson at first. Alexis Willich at second. Michaela Williams at short. Elaine Gormley at third. Kinsey Nelson behind the plate. Boy is the pitcher. The 3-2 payoff pitch is popped up and over this netting behind home plate. That's when you say heads up. But when you really think about it, does that make any sense? Did you tell somebody heads up? Because what do people usually do, heads up? I kid you not. They'll look up. They should be saying heads down, right? Then you don't get hit in the face when you look up right in the nose. There's a called strike three. It was dropped, but Nelson will throw to first. From Kinsey to Kinley. And a strikeout of Parker. Deep thoughts by Jack Handy, brought to you by no one. The one down. Sorry, Ernie Johnson, an inside NBA. Stole that one, the neato stat of the night. 3-1, Hiawatha. Hiawatha the home team, so they'll get the last crack at it if they need it. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch by Boy. This is Kaya Willich. She's the third baseman, number 15. On deck is the left fielder, Haley Root, and then back to the top of the order, Riley County. Just tuning in, Riley County, one run, a couple of hits. Left two on base. Swing and a miss at a fastball. And down in the count is Willich, 0-2. And then Hiawatha bounced back with three runs, four hits, helped by three Falconeers. Did leave the bases loaded to the Redhawks, but they still scored three. 3-1, top of the second. And, man, that was very impressive, Boy, as she absolutely blew three fastballs by Kaya Willich. Third strikeout for Brennan Boy. Don't forget to download that free MSC radio app. You can listen to any one of our mini stations, wherever you may be, in the entire world, on your smartphones and other electronic devices. It's free to install. So if you're outside the radio signal coverage area, you can listen through your vehicle or wherever you may be if you download that free app. Called strike to the number 9 hitter, Haley Root. Root, the left fielder for Riley County. Two down, top of the second. Boy. But the fastball is fouled off. Here at Silver Lake, they have the baseball cardboard cutouts with the number of their state championship year on the fences. Here's a called strike three. Silver Lake, they have 13 of those. Second in school history behind Bishop Carroll. So the strikeout, swing and a miss by Haley Root, and a pretty impressive inning by Brennan Boy. She strikes out the side. All three batters go down swinging. At the end of 1.5, Hiawatha 3, Riley County 1. Back in a moment. This is softball action from the regional tournament Silver Lake on 103.9 KMZA.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. you can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
We've all heard how the only thing constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. UMB Bank believes businesses of every size and individuals deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but UMB Bank's commitment to you does not. Located in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Atchison, visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's a line drive off the glove of the short second baseman, and reaching base is Michaela Williams for the second time today. She had a single in the first, and now she singles to lead off the second. Fifth base hit for Hiawatha. So here is Addison Williams, who singled and scored in that three-run first. Michaela over at first. Isabel Nelson. And a bunt fouled back. Isabel Nelson wearing the long ponytail or pigtail, you want to call it. I guess there's ponytail and pigtail. You can tell that I don't raise any girls, right? I have three boys. God knew I couldn't handle girls, apparently. As a ground ball to the second baseman, right under the glove for Riley County. It looked like Willich was going to be able to, Colby is going to be able to make that play, but he got just underneath her glove. So Addison Williams with a single. Michaela Williams at second. She reached on the leadoff single. And that is six hits now for Hiawatha, and nobody out in the top of the second. If it's a strike, catcher dropped it, now throws the third, and not in time as Michaela and Addison Williams move up to second and third, respectively, on what is a pass ball, as you would call it, that just simply dropped by the catcher. So no double play in order here. This one chopped foul at the plate by Kinsey Nelson, the catcher, who singled and scored in the first. On deck is Brennan Boy. And now Holt wants to go out and talk to her freshman pitcher. Holt's a junior. Riley County, they were very young in girls basketball. Made it to the sub-state final, lost to Silver Lake up in Sabetha in that final. And they had, if I remember correctly, no seniors. And if they did, actually, they might have had one, but did not start. So their whole starting lineup back next year. Haley Root and Adeline Moore, the only two seniors on their softball roster. And Root starts, Moore does not. So, team that should get better next year, just like we talked about during the basketball season. Foul tip of the plate off the bat of Kinsey Nelson. They count 0-2. Seven freshmen on the Riley County Regional Softball roster. The 0-2 is caught! Diving to first baseman. Now a throwback to second, double play. Terrific play by Harper Beffert. Dives to her right and just did snag the ball before it hit the red turf on the infield hill at Silver Lake. And you can't really blame Addison Williams for getting doubled up, because you're thinking that ball hits the turf, you're going to advance. So a double play, just what the doctor ordered. This pitch gets by. The runner's going to come home and safe. As pitcher unable to handle the throw, it was a bang-bang play. And great speed from third in anticipation, Michaela Williams, as she scores on the wild pitch. How big is that double play right now for Riley County? Nobody on base. It's 4-1. Pitch upstairs. Dear Brennan Boy, who reached on an error and was stranded at third when Hiawatha left the bases loaded in the first. So four runs and six hits for Hiawatha. Two outs, 2-0 the count. Swing and a miss. Chasing there at a pitch low was Boy. 4-1 Hiawatha. Bottom of the second. It's pitched low. Boy doesn't chase that one. Outfield playing straight away. Right field playing fairly deep. Wind blowing in. A 3-1. Chopper fouled on the third base side. Okay, Willich fields it, but in foul territory. Count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. 4-1 Hiawatha. Winner moves on to the championship later today. And this one hit high, but twisting foul down the right field line and into the bullpen. So, boy stays alive. Silver Lake Paralee Compton, the next semifinal. Silver Lake, the favorite to win this regional tournament. They've been state runner-up the last 2 years, lost 2 heartbreakers at Frontenac as the pitch gets by the catcher, but doesn't really matter. It's ball 4, nobody on base. The boy reaches on the walk, first walk issued by Nelson, and now you'll have your courtesy runner, which is Mackenzie Shepherd, number 12, to run for Boy the pitcher. Love when the umpires communicate to everybody about the changes. Of course, we're about as close as we were. Jeff Westchester behind home plate. Jeff Westchester at baseball. Softball here. We're just off the left of home plate facing first base. But seems to me, unless I wasn't paying attention yesterday, that there's been a little bit more communication as to some of the changes being made during the game with the order and the defensive positions and the courtesy runners. They appreciate all that communication as a pitch is low for a ball. Now, yesterday I was talking during the baseball broadcast about how tough it is mentally to play baseball or softball. Here's the 1-0. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Nelson has it, goes to first to retire the side. More on that mental side of things when it comes to softball and baseball when we return as Hiawatha. 1 run, 2 hits. No errors, they strand 1. At the end of 2, Red Hawks 4, Falcons 1. Regional softball, 103.9 KNZA, MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and better power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive. Contact Ag Partners Co-op today for Fieldmaster. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides this shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the third inning, first pitch to the leadoff hitter, Presley Colby. A ball. This one high. 2-0 from Brennan Boyd, the starting pitcher, Hiawatha. Presley Colby hit by a pitch. Advanced to second on a wild pitch, then moved to third on a sacrifice bunt, scored on a wild pitch, and that was the one run that Ryland County has scored so far. We're on top of the third. Hiawatha, 4 runs, 3 in the first, 1 in the second. Ryland County, their run coming in the top of the first. 4-1 Red Hawks. Elimination game. Regional semifinal. That pitch, just a little bit low. Hiawatha fans thought it was a strike. On deck, Harper Beffer, and then Kendall Holt, the catcher. Anybody gets on, Emma Anders. Back to the top of the order for Riley County. The 3-0 is a called strike. 3-1. So I was talking about the mental part of baseball and softball, and we talk about the players. And then I also have talked about the coaching and your strategy when you try to save maybe your ace for later in the day when you know you're, or hope you play 2 games in a day, you might have a championship game later. There's a swing and a miss from... Boy, that was a really good pitch. He a little extra oomph on that one. Here's the payoff 3-2. and it's called strike three, and Presley Colby knew it immediately and walked to the dugout, caught looking. That's the fourth strikeout for Boyd. One down, here's Harper Beffert, who had a sacrifice bunt in the first. So we talk about the coaches and strategy. You always have to think ahead. When you're in baseball, softball especially, you have to be thinking ahead. Strategy, whether you're going to want to bunt with the next hitter. Should you bunt with two strikes if a hitter is overmatched? Do you take on a 3-0 pitch when the pitcher's struggling but you have your best hitter at the plate? You want to give him the green light? Are you going to go and let him swing 3-0? You're going to take? You're going to send a runner at first? Are you going to do hit and run? Risk a double play? If there's a swing and a miss by Harper Beffert. I could go on and on and on. As there's a fastball down the pipe, 0-2. So you could probably tell that I've been around baseball for a long time, and I've helped coach youth baseball. I'm not nearly anywhere at the level of the high school coaches, college coaches, or pro coaches. But those are the things that go through your mind at any level as a coach, trying to look ahead. As there's a swing and a miss at another fastball right down the pipe. That's five straight strikeouts for Brennan Boyd. Harper Beffert goes down. Swing in, and here's Kendall Holt, the catcher, who singled and was stranded in the first. But players, coaches, there's the mental aspect. But how about the umpires? We haven't talked about them. They can be out there for a very long time, sometimes in some really bad weather, as a pitch misses outside. They can get hit by a softball, like we saw earlier for the umpire down the right field line behind first. You can get hit. You got protective gear on behind the plate as an umpire. And then we know everybody's second guess is the home plate umpire part's the hardest job. Here's the 1-0. It's low, 2-0. But you've got all these fans that are all thinking they're umpires, including broadcasters. And so you could get 98 of 100 pitches called correctly, but you're going to hear it when you miss the two as the home plate umpire, and you probably hear it on every other pitch that's close. And you probably got it right, but the fans think that you got it wrong. So you have to have thick skin as that pitch low and away, 3-0. It takes a special person to be a coach, but it takes maybe even a more special person to be a referee, an umpire, an official. A 3-0 is high, ball four. No argument on those four pitches. They all missed the zone. So Boyd was cruising along, five straight punch outs, but now has her first walk of the ball game as Holt gets the free pass. And now Holt gets lifted for the courtesy runner, Olivia Hallman. So Holt's reached both times she's been at the plate. And here's Emma Anders, shortstop, who singled in the first. 4-1 Hiawatha, top of the third. Winner moves on to the championship game in this regional later tonight against either Silver Lake or Perry LeCompton. The loser is eliminated and done for the season. Hiawatha is the 6th seed, and Riley County is the 14th seed. Riley County knocked off the 3 seed Central yesterday, 7-4. Hiawatha defeating the 11th seed Marysville, 11-2. Pitch a little bit low, and Boys now missed with five consecutive pitches after striking out the first two batters of the inning. Anders is the cleanup hitter for the Falcons. Here's a call strike, 1-1. 15 players on the Riley County roster, only two seniors, three juniors, three sophomores, and seven freshmen. Oddly enough, Riley County, this is it's amazing when you think about it. Here's the 1-1. It's low, 2-1. As Hallman taking a lead on the release over at first. David Schuler, who does a wonderful job, the athletic director at Silver Lake, used to be at Royal Valley. And he told me that Riley County, this is their fifth trip to Silver Lake this year for just softball. Swing and a miss. Got a fastball there from Boyd to Anders, 2-2 the count. So Riley County has been here they've made five trips to play softball at Silver Lake. It's their home away from home. The 2-2. Ground ball to second, gobbled up there by Willett. She throws the first to Nelson for the easy 4-3 put out. And Boyd works around a two-out walk. At the end of 2.5, it is Hiawatha 4, Riley County 1 on 103.9 KNZA, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Little Hands Daycare would like to invite you to our annual Grilling Give, hosted by GN Bank. This year, GN Bank has partnered with the Country Cabin in Hiawatha to serve up delicious cheeseburgers and hot dogs. Stop by GN Bank from 11 to 1 on Friday, May 22nd. You'll see staff from the Country Cabin, GN Bank, Little Hands Daycare, and even our kiddos helping raise funds for a great cause.
Please come see us Friday.
May 22nd from 11 to 1 at GN Bank, 805 South First Street in Hiawatha.
Thank you.
Hey, are you in the market for a new trailer? Come on up to Farm and City Supply in Falls City. We've got a nice selection of H&H trailers made just up the road from us in Clarinda, Iowa. From the UTV trailer to the Gravity Tilt Skid Steer trailer to our selection of dump box trailers, we've got one for every job. Come on and check us out at Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
If you want it, we probably got it at your friendly Farm and City Supply.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Four to one, Iowaka with the lead to the bottom of the third. It is Alexis Willich, Lynn Gormley, Laura Leards. Anybody reaches base, Chloe Meyer. Iowaka 3 in the first, 1 in the second. Riley County, their lone tally in the top of the first. Here's Isabel Nelson, the freshman, back to the hill. And this one popped up behind first base over the second baseman who comes over and snags it. Little pop-up that is handled there by Presley Colby. One down brings up Lynn Gormley, who struck out looking in the first. Ground ball to the first baseman. And taking it herself is Harper Beffert. So a couple pitches and a couple of outs. And now Nelson has a chance to retire the Hiawatha order here in the third. 1-2-3. Here's Laura Leertz, who had a bunt single her first time. This one well short as the first baseman Beffert, third baseman Willich for Riley County, coming in hard, expecting another bunt. Nobody on base, two down. 4-1 Hiawatha in the bottom of the third. Scoreboard hasn't put up the zero yet for Riley County in the top of the third, but we are in the bottom of the third. Hiawatha, the home team, the higher seed, the 1-0. So Lears was batting right-handed, and now she switches to be a left-handed batter. Don't see that very often. 2-0 the count. And Leard's trying to do a kind of a swinging bunt, trying to slap bunt it left-handed. She missed completely, and now she's kind of chuckling and smiling, and she says, I'll go back to batting right-handed. She just has to declare to the umpire between each pitch. 2-1. Joe's bunt, and it's low. 3-1. I always love to see the young athletes, whether it be the boys or the girls, guys and the gals, just love to see when they're smiling and enjoying the game. Sometimes it can be stressful. There's ball four. The Leertz walks. Second walk issued by Nelson. So Hiawatha would like to start a two-out rally. There is Chloe Meyer. Grounded out to the second baseman, Colby, in the first. She's the number 9 hitter. Nelson comes home. There goes the runner, stealing on the release, and they're there. So Leard's able to steal the base. You can steal in softball, but you cannot go until you can't lead off. You could go on the release. And now the throwback to the pitcher, and alertly Leertz advances to third. Well, the base paths are shorter in softball than baseball, too. I think about 60 feet, baseball 90 feet, typically. Different levels, younger baseball, they'd be 80, 90, or 70 feet. And Leertz took advantage of that and advances to third. So a stolen base, and that'll be credited as a stolen base as well. This one. Chop foul at the plate by Meyer as an RBI opportunity. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Runner at third is Leertz. Nelson retired the first two batters. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Nelson has it, fires the first, and retires Meyer. So Nelson works around the two-out walk. Leertz is stranded at third. At the end of three, Hiawatha 4, Riley County 1. This is Regional Softball, 103.9, KNZA, MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For the 1-hour score, Hiawatha with the lead as Riley County, their leadoff batter, showing bunt, which is Sydney Ekstrom, who struck out swinging in the first. Brennan Boyes went the whole way, the first three innings. He's allowed a couple of hits and a run, but that all happened in the first. There's strike one, 1-1 the count to Sydney Ekstrom. Ekstrom, a freshman, left-handed batter. Steps forward and slaps it foul down the left field line. 1-2 the count. Silver Lake and Perry Lake in the next semifinal after this game. Winner of that game will play the winner of this game for the regional championship later tonight. And the winner of that championship will qualify for the 3A state tournament, which, oddly enough, will start on Memorial Day. There's a swing and a miss. They'll throw it down to first because the ball hit the ground, apparently. Want to be safe with that. So Ekstrom strikes out for the second time. That's the fifth strikeout for Boy. So stepping in now is Isabel Nelson, the freshman pitcher. Takes a fastball for a strike. She got it into a force out her first time up. So the 4A, 3A, 2-1A softball and baseball state tournaments will begin on Monday, Memorial Day, on May 25th. Basketball misses inside. They'll be played at neutral sites, and those sites are Salina, Emporia, and in Overland Park. But we don't know where teams will go. If Jeff West would play Silver Lake first round of state baseball, you would think that would be at Emporia. But we're left guessing, as this one is fouled off to the right. And that has been a complaint by many people with the new setup that Keisha has enacted, is that parents and families have a hard time trying to book hotels or make plans. In the past, you knew if once you made state, you knew you were going to be at that state site for the entire tournament, as long as you kept winning. And as the pitch gets away inside and all the way to the backstop. There are some people that like it because they don't have to travel as much if it's a neutral site, better geography, which was the idea behind the change, or one of the ideas behind the change. But it makes it a lot harder for fans and broadcasters and people in general to follow. As a pitch misses outside, two balls and two strikes, it makes it harder to follow as to, okay, so the first game's at this town, but then the next two games are at a whole different town, and it could be a different part of the state. And we experienced that with basketball. Here's a slow roller to the pitcher. Boy throws the first. And that is the second out. But Nelson is retired, 1-3. So the 4-3A, 2-1A softball and baseball quarterfinal games, which are the first round games, will be at neutral sites, either Salina, Emporia, or Overland Park. And the bigger schools don't play on Memorial Day, the 6A and 5A schools, as the pitch is outside for a ball. 6A, 5A baseball and softball tournaments, first round games, quarterfinals, would be played on Tuesday at one of those night neutral sites, Salina, Emporia, Overland Park, Blue Valley. 1-0, all strike, 1-1. Then, if you win your quarterfinal matchup at wherever you play, 4-3
4-3-2-1-A softball and 4-3-2-1-A baseball, semis, finals, and third place games will all be played, or at least at this point, are supposed to be played at the University of Kansas at their softball and baseball parks. But baseball could be moved to Manhattan based on the success of the KU Jayhawk baseball team and how they're still playing and if they're hosting in regional tournaments, which we saw that many times. The pitch misses three balls, one strike. Many times, if you remember, when you had state basketball out at Fort Hays State University, there'd be years where Fort Hays State would have a great women's or men's basketball team. They'd be hosting a regional tournament that they didn't know if they would or wouldn't beforehand. And then Keisha would scramble and find a different site as Fort Hays would have that conflict. And eventually it went to where they went to Dodge City, added that site. A 3-1 swing and a miss, 3-2 the count. So Layla Parker, the batter, right fielder, struck out in the second. One of five strikeout victims. Check that, six strikeout victims. Her boy, this one low and gets through the catcher's legs and all the way to the backstop. So it ends up being a walk, six-pitch walk. Good at bat by Layla Parker. That brings up Kaya Willich, who struck out in the second, third baseman for Riley County. So, with any change, there's going to be people that are going to be, you know, not, there are people who just simply don't like any changes, as there's a swing and a miss at a fastball. Some changes are good to some people. Some changes are detrimental, according to some people, and you're never going to please everyone. And that's one thing I have mentioned about Kansas State High School Activity Association. They're not going to get everything right. There's no perfect solution to everything, as here's a pop-up to the second baseman, ranging over to her left and making the catch as Alexis Willich for the third out of the inning. So no runs, no hits. There was a walk and one left on base. We'll continue that conversation when we return. It's 4-1, Hiawatha with the lead over Riley County. To the bottom of the fourth we go, 103.9 KNZA.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
From multi-peril to specialized coverage, Riverstone offers tailored plans that understand the unique challenges of our local agriculture. We work with the USDA to bring you federal programs. Call Riverstone Insurance today for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let's build a plan that yields results, no matter the forecast. Visit us at riverstoneins.com or call. That's Riverstone Insurance Group, growing confidence, harvesting security.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gerster back with you from Silver Lake. Hiawatha with a 4-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Michaela Williams, Addison Williams, and Kinsey Nelson will lead off, and then anybody gets on, Brennan Boy. A little conversation by a couple of the umpires about something in between innings. Not sure exactly the conversation is about, but we are ready to play ball, it looks like. So, Michaela Williams, for the third time, gets to lead off an inning, pops it up. First baseman, easy catch for Harper Beffer. Michaela Williams pops up to first for the first out of the inning. So here is Addison Williams, who singled and scored in the first and then singled and was stranded in the second. She's 2-for-2. Just to put a bow on that conversation there at the last inning, the idea of having a lot of those neutral sites for the first round of state games, as pitch low bounces to the catcher, ball one, was to help with travel. But as with anything, there are exceptions, or maybe more than just a few exceptions, to what that may accomplish. So there might be some schools that don't have to travel because of the neutral site situation. Ground ball to third. And a routine play there made by Kaya Willich. Nicely done. 5-3 goes that play. But I can tell you, the new system really seems to hurt schools that send both their teams to state, which could easily be a baseball softball situation or Jeff West and Silver Lake possibly. It happened in basketball for Silver Lake. Although I will say with baseball and softball, at least they'll be in the same, well, I can't say that actually. They could be a different site. So it's the same thing as basketball. Basketball, you could have one day where your team's in Emporia, and then the next day your boys' team is in Salina. Here's a ground ball to the third baseman. Pick clean, throw to first, a little bit wide. First baseman catches it, gets run over by the runner, has a right to get to the bag, which is Kenzie Nelson, and somehow, some way, Harper Beffer holds on to the ball, snow cone inner glove, for the third out of the inning. So 1, 2, 3, down in order, go the Redhawks at the end of four. But wait a minute, we do have a conversation between umpires. That's a tough play because the first baseman has a right to try to catch the ball. She's on the bag. The throw is a little bit behind her and a little bit high. The runner also has a right to get to the bag. Now, one of the things that we do have sometimes, though, is you have softball, you have the red bag in foul territory on first and then a white bag in fair territory. You got to stay in that running lane, and then you can prevent any kind of injury. And so the call stands. It isn't out. So thus, we are ready to go to a commercial break. 4-1, Hiawatha, back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Bobby Enneking, Wade Gershner with you from Silver Lake. First of two regional semifinals, the first of three games today on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network. Make sure to download the free MSC Radio app. Hiawatha 3 in the first, 1 in the second. Riley County 1 in the top of the first. 4-1 Hiawatha. We go to the top of the fifth. And leading it off for Riley County, trying to bunt, bounding it straight back, is Haley Root. Root, one of just two seniors on this roster. Brennan Boy has gone the entire way on the mound for Hiawatha. She has struck out 6 Falcons. She's walked 2, allowed just 2 hits, and that was back in the first. So Riley County has not had a hit since the first inning. Fastball inside, 1-1 the count. 210 to straightaway center, 190 down the lines here at Silver Lake. The Lake softball team warming up over on the baseball field. There are the Compton's pitchers warming up in the baseball bullpen to the east of the softball field. Pitch is low, 2 balls, 1 strike. Artificial, or not artificial turf, but field turf. Brand new facility, only 2 years old. Softball and baseball, both brand new. Sitting next to each other, there's a swing and a miss. 2-2 the count on Haley Root, who struck out swinging in the second. The 2-2, ground ball, third baseman has it, throws to first, a little bit high, but stretching make the catch is Kinley Nelson on the throw across the diamond from third baseman, Lynn Gormley. So 5-3 goes to play, and here is Presley Colby back to the top of the order for Riley County. The Falcons, the 14th seed, 11-16 on the year. They split with Hiawatha earlier this year back in April at Hiawatha. The called strike. Colby hit by a pitch, scored on a wild pitch in the first, struck out looking in the third. The 0-1. This is outside. How about the last year? 8-16, 7-13 in the Big East League. Lost to Nemaw Central in the first round of regionals. This year, knocked off Marysville in the first round. Yesterday, 11-2. The record 15-12, 10-10 in the Big East League, which was fifth amongst the 11 member schools. Swing and a miss, and a little high cheese. And Presley Colby is down in the count, 1-2, the Riley County second baseman. The 1-2 is fouled off to the right over the Riley County dugout. We're talking about Riley County making five trips to Silver Lake this year. They played a regular league doubleheader, but then they didn't get it finished due to weather. Had to come back and finish the rest of that doubleheader. Here's the 1-2, fouled back. They're over here, I believe, for a tournament. So there's three trips. Then they were here yesterday. Centralia was the home team, but Silver Lake hosted that game for Centralia. So that's trip number four, and the Riley County won, and they're here again making their fifth trip to Silver Lake. Throw to first. On the grounder to the second baseman, Willich. Easy play. Two down, and here is Harper Befford. So to say Riley County is familiar with this field would be an understatement. Of course, Riley County and Silver Lake were part of the Mid-East League before the Mid-East League and the Big 7 League ended up merging to form the Big East League last year. Bunt, that is foul to the right of the catcher. Two out. Top of the fifth. How about the four? Riley County won. Elimination game. Winner goes on to the championship later tonight in this regional tournament. The loser is done. St. Mary's and Rossville, the other two Mid-East League members, along with Silver Lake and Riley County, joined the Big East League last year to form 11 schools. There's a strike, 0-2. And it's very near the Big 7 League was pretty tough, but you add in Silver Lake, Rossville, St. Mary's, Riley County, and it makes it even more difficult. The 0-2 pitch is a ball. Of course, in volleyball this year, you had Silver Lake and Holton meet for the state championship out of Hutch in Class 3A, both teams from the Big East League. They had three epic matches between those two schools. Silver Lake, oddly enough, defeated Holton yesterday in the first round of regional softball. There's a swing and a miss at a rise ball, and Beffert is retired. Swings and misses. That is the seventh strikeout for Boyd, who retires the side in order. 1-2-3, go down the Falcons. At the end of 4.5, 4-1, Hiawatha lead. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
When it comes to firearms, peace of mind is everything. You need expertise you can trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local authority for professional gunsmithing, maintenance, and responsible ownership education. From repairs and custom work to the best selection of quality firearms, we prioritize your safety and satisfaction above all else. Stop in and see us at 1801 Stone in Falls City or check us out on Facebook. Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing, your trusted partner in responsible firearm ownership.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Four to one, Hiawatha lead, looking for a little bit of insurance here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brendan Boy, the pitcher for Hiawatha, has been very good, especially since that first inning. Takes the first pitch for a ball from the freshman pitcher, Isabel Nelson, for Riley County. Pitch is low. We mentioned Riley County has 15 players on the roster, 7 freshmen, 3 sophomores, 3 juniors, just 2 seniors. Hiawatha 14 on their roster. They have 4 seniors, 2 juniors, 3 sophomores, and 5 freshmen. 2 balls, no strikes on Boy, who reached on air and then walked her second time up, and she had a pretty good hack at that one, but fouled it straight back. 2-1. Riley County in the light blue jerseys with the white Falcons scribbled across the front of the jersey, fouled off again by Boyd. They have the gray pants with the light blue trim on the side of those pants, and all of them wearing the light blue socks with navy stripes horizontally on those vertical socks. A 2-2 is chopped foul. Started fair territory and then sprung foul towards third base. Hiawatha in the black uniforms with white pinstripes for the jerseys and pants. Pitch is low and the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Red numerals outlined in the white. Hiawatha in the red. Outlined in black with Red Hawks in white. Outlined in black. Pretty sharp unit. 3-2. A little looper. Second baseman on a hop. Throw to first is in time to retire Boyd. One down. I tell you, Isabel Nelson, the freshman, has really settled down since that tough first inning. Both pitchers have. 4 of the 5 runs in the game happened in the first. Raleigh County had 1 in the 1st and Hiawatha 3 in the 1st, and Hiawatha added 1 in the 2nd. Nobody scored since that run in the bottom of the 2nd. Here's a called strike to Kinley Nelson. Sometimes pitchers just have to find that groove, that rhythm. Sometimes the best time to get to a pitcher is at the very beginning of the game, the 0-1. Ground ball right back to Nelson. The pitcher to first. 2 down. Brings up Alexis Willich, the second base for Hiawatha. Reached on an error, popped up to 2nd in the 3rd. She is 0-for-2. On deck, Lynn Gormley. Nelson has struck out 2. She's walked 2. Ground ball, third baseman. Oh, underneath her glove, and the shortstop doesn't have a play. The kick of Willich couldn't come up with that one. So Alexis Willich reaches on the air. 4th error of the game for Raleigh County. 1st since the 1st inning. And a pretty good cut. Just the hair late was Gormley on a fastball. Gormley struck out looking in the first and grounded to the first baseman unassisted in the 3rd. A 1 delivery. Swing and a miss. 0-2. On deck is Laura Lirtz. So Nelson in control right now. 0-2 the count. Freshman pitcher comes home. Wastes it into the turf. 1-2. The delivery, it's low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Low roller, tough play for the third baseman. Willich throws and got her. Bang, bang play, but I think that was the right call. Good try by Gormley hustling down the line. So Willich made an error over at 3rd, but she atones for it. And that's why you can't dwell on making a mistake, because it came right back at the third baseman after she made an error, and she made a fine play there to retire the side. At the end of 5, Hiawatha 4, Raleigh County 1. This is Regional Softball on 103.9 KNZA.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Your graduation is a stepping stone, not a destination. And as you chase big dreams and new adventures, remember, never stop learning and never stop growing. The team at F&M Bank wishes the class of 2026 the very best on the road ahead. With online banking, mobile banking, and remote deposit, we'll be with you no matter where life takes you. Keep your hometown connection strong and come bank with us. at F&M Bank in Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Riley County catcher Kendall Holt takes the first pitch for a ball. Holt, the catcher, singled in the first, walked in the third, so she's been on base both times. Brennan Boy, the starting pitcher, Hiawatha, in her sixth inning of work. Down in the count, 2-0. This one low. Riley County down to their second-to-last at-bat. They trail by 3. 4-1 in favor of Hiawatha. Holt's job is to get on. She Riley County needs some base runners. Here's a call. Strike 3-0. Taken all the way was Holt, a left-handed batter. Three-one pitch is hit the short. Michaela Williams has it, and the throw inside. Excellent play, Michaela Williams. 6-3 goes that play. One down, and here is Emma Anders. Riley County, just 2 hits in the game, and they both came in the first inning. Single by Holt, and a single by Emma Anders. Hitless since. Ball strike. Brendan Boy has been very, very good after that first inning. He struck out 7. The 0-1. A little change up, and that one looped out of her hand and high. 1-1. One out, top of the 6th. Swing and a miss. Anders now behind in the count. Right-handed batter, 1-2 versus the Hiawatha starting pitcher, Brendan Boy. The 1-2 is low. Not a bad spot for a 1-2 pitch. 2-2. How about the right fielder compared to Riley County right fielder playing a lot more shallow? A 2-2 pitch. Bit low. The count full. Silver Lake and Perry LeCompton will be after this game. And the other regional semi. 3-2, grounder right to third. Gormley has it over to first. And 2 retired. Riley County putting the bat on the ball, but we're hitting it right at the left side of the Silver Lake infield. The 2 down in the top half of the 6th for the Falcons brings up center fielder Sydney Ekstrom. She struck out swinging in the first and did the same in the 4th. She's 0-2. This one popped up right side, foul territory, and coming over. Wow, look out. Alexis Willich runs into the fence in front of the Perry LeCompton softball team who's watching just outside the fence. And Alexis Willich took a good look at it but ran out of real estate. Just a loud strike. So we will have a break in between each of the games today. We'll more than likely go back to music for about 20 or 25 minutes between each game. Here's the 0-1. Called strike, 0-2. The first of 3, a triple header today on 103.9 KMZA from Silver Lake at this regional softball tournament in Class 3A. Ekstrom trying to avoid striking out for the 3rd time, the 0-2, and she does not strike out. Slow roller is 2nd. It is charged, handled. Alexis Willich the 1st, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Brennan Boy. Hiawatha defense does a nice job. Down in order for the 2nd straight inning go the Falcons to the bottom of the 6th. Hiawatha looking to add some insurance. They lead Riley County 4-1. You're on 103.9 KNZN, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
It's Teen Crowd Summer at Howe Martial Arts. Build confidence in your team with our Krav Maga self-defense program. Improve fitness and ability and gain lifelong skills. And anyone can do it. For June and July, all teens are welcome. Only $99 per person. Classes Monday and Thursday, 8 to 9 p.m. Sign up with family and share some bonding time. Register today for the Teen Krav Summer at Howe Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Senior Engineer Bobby Enneking, Wade Gerstner with you here from Silver Lake, host of this 3A softball regional. First regional semi of the day, Hiawatha, the 6th seed, leading the 14th seed, Riley County, 4-1, their third meeting of the year. They split a doubleheader back in April in Hiawatha. This one way more important than those two games. There it squares the bunt, and it's called a ball. Got the bat back in time. Leertz and then Chloe Meyer, and then back to the top of the order, Michaela Williams. 1-0. Called strike, 1-1. Nelson gets the sign. The pitch, squaring the bunt, and it's called a ball, a little bit low. Outfield playing pretty shallow now for Riley County against Leard, center field and right field in particular. Third baseman and first baseman crashing in, expecting a bunt, which means your shortstop's covering third, your second baseman covering first with nobody on base. Leard's tried to bunt, went and missed. 2-2 the count. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth. And Lyris hits at the right field, and it drops for a base hit in front of Layla Parker. Solid hit by Laura Lyris. So she had a bunt single in the first. She walked, stole a couple bases in the third, and now singles the lead off the sixth. Brings up Chloe Meyer, the right fielder for Hiawatha, number 21, who grounded out to the second baseman Colby in the first, and then grounded out to the pitcher Nelson in the third. She's 0-for-2, showing bunt early. Pulls it back. Lear's trying to steal, and she was going to be out, except that as she hit the glove sliding, that dislodged the softball out of the glove of the shortstop, Emma Anders. The throw was there in plenty of time. Lear's was kind of a dead duck, but bailed out by the fact the ball was dislodged out of the glove. It's credited with a stolen base. And when you're up three, you can be more aggressive on the base pass. Now this bunt by Meyer spins foul down the third base line. So Hiawatha trying to manufacture a run. Add a little insurance here. 4-1 the score. Hiawatha with the lead. Meyer 0-for-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And Meyer, a little flare to first, and it's caught there by Harper Beffer. One down, and here is Michaela Williams with the runner in scoring position, Leards at second. Michaela singled and scored in the first and second. Popped up to the first baseman in the fourth. She's 2-for-3. Oh, this one goes over the catcher, but bounces straight off the netting like a trampoline. So Leards did move from second to third, but if she tried to score from third, she wouldn't have made it. A wild pitch, second for Nelson. a little bit low. There's a good speed over at third, so the ball gets away from the catcher. Wouldn't be surprised if Coach Nelson sends Leertz to try to pick up an important insurance run. 2-0 delivery. That one gets by. There goes Leertz. The throw to the pitcher was behind. I think they might have had a shot at Leertz, but catcher has to slide, try to get to it. Throws it behind Nelson. Wide of a reach, and Leertz able to come across on the wild pitch. So we were talking about how you can be aggressive when you're up 4-1. And there's an example of that. Leertz stole second. She went to third on a wild pitch. She comes home on a wild pitch. 5-1 Hiawatha. This one is high. So Nelson's missed high on the last three or four pitches. So Michaela Williams on base for the third time in four trips. Third walk issued by Nelson. Hiawatha 5 runs, 7 hits in this game. Riley County has 1 run, 2 hits, and that all came in the top of the first. Bunt, foul back by Addison Williams, the center fielder for Hiawatha. Oh, one pitch. Ground ball to third. Woolwich has it. Fires across. The runner from first moves up to second. Kayla Williams at second with 2 down. Riley County down to their final 3 outs. Trailing 5-1. They're trying to keep it at 5-1. Kayla Williams at second. She'll be off on contact. Step in Kinsey Nelson. Williams thinks about stealing. Does not. Kinsey Nelson singled and scored in the first. Did a line drive to first base. Ended up being a double play. Actually, it wasn't a line drive. It was a little looper that was the first baseman dove and caught and then doubled up the runner. Williams once again getting a big jump on the pitch. Drawing the attention of the catcher. Kinsey to ground out to third in the fourth. 2-0 pitch. Inside, 3-0. As we said, the Redhawks can be aggressive with Michaela Williams at second. There's 2 outs. 3-0 the count on Kinsey Nelson. Hiawatha leads 5-1. There's a strike. Williams getting a little bit bigger advance on that release and then hanging out between second and third for a moment, just trying to bait the catcher in the throw behind her, and then she'd probably take off for third. 3-1 pitch. Popped up, foul territory, near first, and making the catch is Harper Beffert. So Hiawatha does add an insurance one. They get a run. There was a hit, a walk, and one left on base. At the end of 6, Hiawatha 5, Riley County 1, Falcons last chance, and we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sebatha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We Wakers are back with you from Silver Lake as Riley County down to their last at bat, possibly trailing 5-1 in this 3A girls softball regional semifinal. Riley County led 1-0 after the top of the first. Ground ball off the glove of the first baseman. Second baseman has it. Throw to first, not in time. That should be a base hit. That was hit hard. And Isabel Nelson with Riley County's first hit since the first inning. Riley County scored one run on two hits in the top of the first. Hiawatha three runs on four hits. Left the bases loaded, but did score the three in the bottom of the first. Tacked on one in the second, one in the sixth. 5-1 Redhawks. Here's a ground ball. Pass the third baseman. Shortstop McKayla Williams has it. Throws the first and able to gun down Parker. Nice play. McKayla Williams made a couple of really nice plays. Good range at short. Usually your shortstop has good range. Usually your shortstop's one of the most athletic players as well, baseball or softball. So Nelson advances to second. Hiawatha more than happy to give up a run if it means getting an out, or in this case, letting somebody advance to get an out. And now we have a pinch hitter for Riley County. It's Adeline Moore, one of two seniors on this team, Haley Root the other. Willich was 0 for 2. Brennan Boyd delivers, and it's a called strike. Alan Moore wearing number 35. Senior getting in at bat here. On deck is the other senior, Haley Root. Swinging and a miss. 0-2. Nelson taking a pretty big jaunt off of second, but gets back. Hiawatha two outs away from moving on to the regional championship. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Boy. Blows it by her. That's eight strikeouts for Brennan Boy. So Adeline Moore strikes out. Swing in. Here's Haley Root. Riley County down to the final out with a runner at second. Rise ball is high. Nelson led off the inning with a single. Advances second on the ground out by Parker to Michaela Williams, the Hiawatha shortstop. And Adeline Moore pinch hit for Jacob Willich and struck out swinging. 1-0 pitch from Brennan Boy. It is fouled straight back. Pretty good cut there by Roos. Riley County left fielder who struck out in the second, grounded out to the third baseman Gormley in the fifth. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And Brennan Boy is one strike away from a complete game. He's only given up three hits and one run. And almost all that happened in the top of the first. And then she settled down. Riley County down to the final strike. The 1-2 is a bit high. Two balls and two strikes. Third baseman Gormley wearing a protective mask, as is the pitcher, of course, has a protective mask. Here's a 2-2, and one low, and the count is full. 3-2 to Haley Root. On deck is Presley Colby. That'd be back to the top of the Riley County order. Riley County just needs to keep the line moving. And Hiawatha, they want to end it right here. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, 5-1 Hiawatha, the pitch. Ground ball to Gormley. She has it. Throw to first, and not in time. It was beat out. Throw was just a hair off where the first baseman had to come off the bag. Pretty good speed there for Root. We'll be nice on that one, and when you ever doubt something, just go with the base hit. An infield single. Isabel Nelson at third, and that brings up the top of the order. Here's Presley Colby. And so Riley County needs one more runner. Get the tying run to the plate. That's why that insurance run in the bottom of the sixth was big for Hiawatha. A bunt. That's a fair ball. Second baseman gets over, covers, and that's your ball game. Colby bunted, and it didn't go as far as she wanted. Just died about 2 feet from home plate. Catcher Nelson did a good job come off the out of her crouch behind the plate, throw down the first, and Hiawatha wins 5-1 in the regional semis. They move on to the regional championship later tonight, where they'll take on the winner of our second semifinal between Silver Lake and Perry Lake Compton. Your final score, Hiawatha 5 and Riley County 1. We'll be back after this 2-minute break on 103.9 KNZA.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Farms are independent. They use hard work and ingenuity to scratch out a profit. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha is a locally owned, independent insurance agency representing multiple farm carriers. They take time to learn about your farm and then educate you on how to transfer risk with a carrier that fits your operation. Give them a call, 785-284-7611, or stop by their office in downtown Sabetha to learn more.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Synex offers a complete energy solution, advanced premium diesel for power, high-performing lubricants for protection, and reliable propane for comfort. Whether you're on the road, in the field, or at home, Synex provides energy built to perform. With innovative premium diesel fuels, advanced lubricants, and clean-burning propane, Synex-branded products are engineered to deliver maximum efficiency, reliable performance, and peace of mind season after season. It's more than energy. It's the power that keeps your world moving forward.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local Shelter Insurance agents, for a free review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Congratulations to Hiawatha Lady Redhawks as they move on to the regional championship later today as they win in the regional semis over Riley County by a final of 5-1. Riley County a run on a couple of hits but stranded two in the top of the first, led 1-0. Hiawatha responded quickly. Three runs, four hits, helped out by three Riley County errors. They left the bases loaded but did score three in the bottom of the first, take a 3-1 lead. They would add another run in the second to go up 4-1, an insurance run in the sixth. 5-1 is the final. Hiawatha, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors, stranded 6. Riley County, 1 run, 4 hits, 4 errors, they stranded 6. Brendan Boy gets the win. She was fantastic, especially after that first inning. She goes the distance, 7 innings pitch, 4 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and struck out 8. A couple of wild pitches, did hit 1 batter. And for Riley County, Isabel Nelson takes the loss, but she too bounced back after a tough first inning and really settled down, gave her team a chance. The freshman goes all 6 innings for Riley County. 7 hits, 5 runs, walked 3, struck out a couple, did have 3 wild pitches. In regards to the hitting stars for Riley County, they had Kendall Holt with a base hit. Emma Anders had a single, and Presley Colby scored the only run of the game for Riley County. There also was a single for Haley Root there near at the end of the game, and Isabel Nelson as well for the 4 singles for Riley County. They end their season at 11-17. Hiawatha improves to 16-12. Michaela Williams, the leadoff batter, she scored twice and had a couple of hits and walks. So she was on base 3 times. Addison Williams reached base twice on a couple of singles. And Laura Leertz had a bunt single and also a solid single to right and scored once and had 3 stolen bases. So Hiawatha, head coach Sherry Nelson, her team got to be very happy to move on to the regional championship. They will rest up, get rehydrated, probably eat a snack, and watch and scout the next game. Silver Lake and Perry Lake Compton coming up next on 103.9 KNZA. The winner will get Hiawatha for the regional championship. We'll send it back to the studios with Bobby for about 20 to 25 minutes. We'll probably be back with you. It looks like we will be about 5:05, 5:10 will be first pitch. So we will probably be back with you at about 5 o'clock with pregame. You're on 103.9 KNZ and MSU Sports Radio Network. Once again, Hiawatha wins the first semifinal today to move on to the championship 5-1. They're victorious over Riley County. We'll be back with you again here in about 20 to 25 minutes on 103.9 KNZ and MSU Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Our communities are built on families, hard work, and looking out for one another. At SBS Insurance, we're here to help you do just that, with life insurance designed to protect your loved ones for years to come. Talk to your local independent agent at SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.